Cal State trustees meet today in Long Beach. As the California Report's education reporter Anna Tentaklis tells us, they're sticking to new rules on executive compensation.
The trustees came under fire last year after they handed out lucrative executive salary packages while slapping students with hefty tuition increases. The governor and state officials pressured CSU to enact new executive compensation rules, which resulted in a salary freeze. CSU spokesman Mike Uhlenkamp says trustees can also use private money to supplement what the state can offer, but that's not happening in the case of these new hires.
Every one of these individuals is making either the same level or less than the outgoing president. And in fact, all of those levels of salary have been at the same level since July 1st, 2007.
Cal State Long Beach interim president Donald J. Parra would be the top earner if the latest round of presidential salaries is approved. He stands to earn more than $320,000, which is about 8% more than what the other new campus presidents would bring in. The turnover in leadership is largely due to retirements. The five other presidents will head up campuses in Los Angeles, Fresno, Dominguez Hills, Monterey Bay, and Stanislaus. For the California Report, I'm Yana Tentakulis.